grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. As we give enough of sanity for our pride and our vanity, we turn our back on humanity and we don't give a darn.
The noise you heard in the background was Don. He's with us now.
Well, I had to sneak in here somehow.
Well, you didn't have to make so much noise, Don. Gee.
Hey, Chuck, just before we went on the air today, I received a very nice message from VNN headquarters here. Lieutenant Danny here, he gave us a call and told us about how they're all listening over there, and we should play a couple of songs for a couple of guys over there, and certainly we will. And we understand Angus McLean has been having a little trouble. He's been in the hospital, as a matter of fact, been pretty sick. He lost about 10 pounds. I think he's been eating too many malaria pills or something. I don't know what's the matter.
I'm not getting in the middle of that line.
You want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, huh?
I wouldn't dream of it. Let's start it off then with the Jerry Lee Lewis and an old Kris Kristofferson tune for the good times.
Thank you.
it to them, baby. That was Jerry Lee Lewis, and For the Good Times. You heard it right here on the Country Road Show, now hosted by Air Force Sergeant Chuck Lanford. And he plays some great music for you, some great town and country music, country and western. As a matter of fact, one of his favorite artists happens to be Charlie Pride, and he's got Charlie Pride on the turntable right now. Charlie's wiggling around a little bit. Every time he sets a needle down, he sticks it in his belly button. However, he can sing for you, and it's a song called No One Could Ever Take You From Me. Charlie Pride.
Receive a request, and it was called in by Lieutenant Danny here, and he wanted to hear something for Little Joe, and he told me something about Little Joe Ellison, too, that he's got something on the wall of his office that he wouldn't take his mother in to see. I'll guarantee you that. It's a big banner about country music and how he loves country music. But it's got a few words that you got to scratch out if you say it on the air.
Since we're not his mother, I wonder if we could see it.
What a long time forgotten. Our dreams have just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or bad things he's done. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted mama in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Thank you. good time in France. When the party's all over, she'll welcome you back home again. Lord knows she don't understand it, but she does the best that she can. Cause she's a good-hearted woman, she loves her good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman,
Sergeant Chuck Lanford, the new host. We had a ceremony signing for his contract here day before yesterday, and I only had to clean his cowboy boots today, and that's it. Now, no more cowboy boot cleaning for Sergeant Lanford. He's going to have to do his own from now on.
Like the old coach said, Don, you got to keep running that play until you get it right, and you didn't get them clean.
I'm not going to say it. You're a good straight man.
I got a good one for you. Okay. This next song is by Lynn Anderson. And for all three people listening, this is a song about something that's close to Don's heart, his stomach. What made Milwaukee famous?
It's late.
made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me? Okay, well, if I have to be a loser, I have to be a loser, but I sure love Milwaukee.
I didn't expect you to really come back and leave me alone on that one. I'm kind of glad you did. Let's get on amongst the problem here. Program,
okay.
How do you say that?
Well, at 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, you can say anything you want, Chuck, and I'm behind you 100%.
All right. I'm going to say Nat Stuckey now. Forgive me for calling you darling. Here that they tell me I better make. It says problems can lay down on you, and if you follow the normal chain of command and still aren't satisfied, think about the IG. No matter where you are in Vietnam, there's an IG here ready to listen to your problems and to help you solve them. If you're straight and you follow the chain of command, the IG can be a very important link in helping you to solve your problems.
GIs are selling the stuff, and also people have come to me offering to large scale buys, buying a kilo and things like that. It surely doesn't interest me. I had thought once, well, you know, if I could take a few pounds of this stuff back, I could make a hell of a lot of money. Everybody knows it. But then I got to thinking, what would happen to people back in the States? And that's when I realized it isn't worth it. First, if you get caught doing it, which isn't worth it. Second, knowing how messed up I can get, I've gotten over here at times, having read so much about people back in the States. I mean, you read about somebody 6 or 7 years old is hooked. I mean, you have to start wondering about it. And when you find out somebody over here is sending it to them, is that something you can cope with?
Time for Chuck's Wagon, a regular Saturday morning feature of Country Roads. Who's doing country music? How did they get started? What are some of their biggest hits? These are the questions answered for you on Chuck's Wagon with Air Force Sergeant Chuck Ladford.
Hello.
Texas-born singer. In 1968, she was acclaimed as an overnight sensation. Since then, Jeannie C. Riley has successfully made the transition from a one-record newcomer to the standard industry byword, becoming a major entertainer in the country media on stage as well as on record. And that 1968 release was Harper Valley DTA.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
Recognition. One thing has remained unchanged for Jeannie C. Riley, however. Then and now, she has never lost the intense interest of the music industry and its audience. And one of her hits from the late 60s, The Girl Most Likely.
Papa worked, but his check was small. Mama sold just to help us all. And our old house sure needed paint. And when it rained, the roof would leak. Well, the teacher's pet was Run down.
with the phenomenal success of her first single, an immediate motion of television guest spots, radio interviews, meetings with the national press media, and personal appearances were set for its artist. In the wake of hits that followed in the late 60s, such as The Girl Most Likely, Things Go Better With Love, The Backside of Dallas, and There Never Was a Time.
There was a time we'd sit in the backyard, 'cause the house would get so hot. From the summer sun, there was no way of sleeping. And you'd play your old guitar, we'd fight mosquitoes and enjoy your backyard concerts. But we had no television. We'd just begun our life as man and wife, and hardship then could scarcely scare us then to quit now. Things were far from being fine. We often dined upon a dime, but there never was a time we didn't love. And that Christmas brought our saddest day, when your pride gave way and you told the kids there'd be no gift, 'cause we were broke. And though the little tears of grief was so hard to see, it didn't hurt me like the love I knew was in your throat. It was then with arms entwined, we both broke down and cried, for it seemed like nothing good would ever come. The doctor feels we couldn't pay, they came and took us all away, but there never was a time we didn't love. Now there's an easy chair for my back, a satin pillow for my head, and the kids are wild about their brand new car. Dad and I can order steak with all the trimmings and not worry if we spend a dollar more than we can pay. No wonder in our flag we thank the man upstairs who led us through the years of rearing kids and paying bills. And I think he guided us not because we were smart, but just because there never was a time we didn't love. Oh, there never was a time.
Gravitation toward the music community in Nashville was little in the way of surprise from the honey-haired, blue-eyed Jeannie Carolyn Riley from Anson, Texas. She had spent several years in Nashville cutting demo tapes of material for other artists to supplement her work as a secretary at a major publishing office in the heart of Nashville's music row, and having been raised in Texas must have had something to do with her recording of The Backside of Dallas.
And a dingy bar on the one out two, she said. And her trembling hand fumbled for another piece I filled her cigarette. She blows a puff of smoke and settles back and looks across the line of the haze. And from the backside down, her mind goes drifting back the other day. Meet me in Dallas.
became the first female artist in country music to have her own primetime network special. That was on NBC in 1970. Let's listen now to two of her recordings. First, The Rib, and then Old Singer.
I keep the books at the county courthouse and answer the phones of every kind from coast to coast. Help kids to ask enough to say with complicated formulas. And give you echoes of my voice and song. I wash your dishes, iron your shirts, and give you children. And never mind a bit, except when you forget that I am flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. And that Adam calls me woman, for I am the real and not a football. With the fruit of my labors, I have reached out to the full. Before the light of day, I have risen to see my household. And my husband is known in the gate when he sits among the elders of the land. My price is far above rubies, but for love, trust, and respect will I gladly share my gifts, and willingly will I work for good, but not for evil, as long as he remembers that I am the real and not a football.
label. And as Jeannie noted, for the first time, I really feel free with myself in the studio. I have a greater confidence and interest in recordings than I've ever had, and I'm more involved with the me on record. Let's listen as she sings, "I'm Only a Woman."
When you look at me as if to say you need me, you don't know how close I come to giving in. But I'm trying to be strong to keep from doing wrong, and I wish you'd never come.
Christopherson tune, "Me and Bobby McGee."
And was so intense.
will close today's program with Give Myself a Party.
I've got a lot of memories to last me the rest of my life. So if you don't want to love me, baby, that'll be alright. I'm going to take all the loving that I have for you. Gonna take all the loneliness that's right down with the blues.
We had a telephone query while we were playing Jeannie C. Riley special. Sergeant Owen, 7th Air Force, wants to know if she was married when that song was recorded. I can't give you the answer exactly as you asked it, but the song was recorded, Harper Valley PTA was recorded in 1968, just over 4 years ago. And Jeannie C. Riley does have a daughter by the name of Kim Michelle, who is a little over 6 years of age. That's as close as I can get, Owen.
Something else very interesting about that, Chuck, is that that song was written by Tom T. Hall. That Harper Valley PTA song was written by Tom T. Hall, and that's about when we first started hearing from Tom T. Hall, too, you know, and kind of helped his career get off, and also helped Shelby Singleton of Plantation Records get his career going, too. Jeannie C. Riley surprised a lot of people because she kept her career going. A lot of the big names in Nashville didn't think she'd be able to make it, but she did. And
she got a voice that just hits you where it hurts.
Well, you betcha.
Don't let's get out of here. I think I'll get out of here.